Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
It's nice to see that we're running a bit ahead of time. I'm sure that with the valedictories there will be some considerable time taken. Can I say that, Mr. Speaker, being a Member of Parliament is a rare privilege, and I'm deeply honoured to have had that privilege and been able to represent the people of the Coromandel and elsewhere. I'm proud to have achieved the goals I set myself, which were to win the Coromandel back for National, to increase the majority in the Coromandel, to ensure the people have had the help, support and representation they need and which they hadn't had for a long time, and to advocate on some key issues within the caucus. I am pleased and proud to say that I achieved each of those goals. Firstly, with the help of many others, we won the Coromandel back for National and over the last 9 years have developed a healthy majority, being the 10th highest electorate majority in New Zealand. Secondly, and more importantly, people have had the help and support of myself and a hard-working electorate office, so much so that regardless of ethnicity or voting preference, people know they can come to me for assistance and we always do what we can. And lastly, but by no means least, I am sure that my colleagues can all rightfully say that I didn't hold back when making my views known. I will always be a champion for the agricultural sector, but no one could do it better than my excellent colleague Shane Ardern with his trip up the parliamentary steps in Myrtle. Fantastic, it was a good one. At the 2002 election, I was the only one to win a seat back for National and entered Parliament alongside Prime Minister John Key, the Honourable Judith Collins, Don Brash and Brian Connell. I did enjoy opposition, no doubt about that, but could not even begin to imagine how New Zealand would have survived without a national government led by Prime Minister John Key. An extraordinary man with a great sense of humour, depth of intelligence and providing unparalleled leadership, the likes of which is rare. John, you are surrounded by an outstanding group of ministers and backbenchers whose depth of talent and capability ensures continuity for a sound government well into the future. Equally exceptional is Judith Collins. My special thanks to you, Judith, for your friendship and support, which has been invaluable. I have always appreciated and admired your leadership and your ability to deal with any situation with such remarkable clarity. Judith actually famously stated in this House that all work is honourable, and that set a whole new benchmark for the opposition. I want to acknowledge the huge sacrifice that every Member of Parliament makes to be here, and in particular the burden now carried by Gerry Brownlee as he manages the Herculean task of restoring Christchurch. Gerry, we are mindful of the added personal sacrifice you are making and proud of the work that you are doing. As someone who believes deeply in individual responsibility, hard work, honesty and integrity, National was always the natural choice for me. I began life with two hard-working parents who started married life in poor and humble beginnings. They managed what little money they had and did all they could to ensure their five children had a roof over their heads, sufficient clothing and good food. Dad always had a garden and still does to this day. They didn't smoke, they had the occasional beer or wine, they didn't have pets, as that meant another mouth to feed. Our lives were rich with love, laughter, energy and games. Like my parents and most of us here, I began my independent adult life from scratch. I am like the many people I have been elected to represent in the Coromandel and see no reason why anyone else cannot do the same. You only need to do two things: work hard and take responsibility for yourself and your own decisions. I have little sympathy for whingers, bludgers and people who hold their hand out with the expectation of getting something for nothing. I'm appalled by the ignorance of those who expect either local government or central government to fund all manner of items on their wish list with no understanding of how that wish list is funded. Mr. Speaker, you have said that what is most important is what one learns, and I thank you for your considered guidance and leadership. In answering your question, Mr. Speaker, I have learned heaps. And in this instance, particularly. Discretion is, as they say, the better part of valour. Can I just touch on some of the highlights? Judith Collins consistently wiping the floor with the opposition. Jerry's humour, ably supported by Paula and Chester and my back row buddies Morris and Simon Power. Paula, your gift of an orange scarf with black leopard prints is a standout in my wardrobe. All that are lacking are the shoes. To Chris Finlayson, being invited by you to work on legislation which I have particular interest was a real bonus. Time spent enjoying the company of Blondie, a.k.a. Catherine Rich, was also a highlight, and I'm sure that the purple cardi has worked wonders and continues to do so. Holding portfolios in opposition, mangroves and the Kaupo Bridge, to name but a few. I have loved my time representing the Coromandel and the people, the many functions and events and the thousands of miles travelled in my faithful purple Ford Falcon V8, affectionately dubbed the Falcoon. No other car could parallel a cruise in my Falcoon, particularly with me driving. Yeah. My deepest thanks to you, the people of the Coromandel, for your generosity of spirit and support and for making the Coromandel a wonderful, diverse place to be. To my family, I could not have done this job without your love and support, and I'm looking forward to finally not feeling like a displaced person and being at home. To Barry Coleman and Marco Marinkovic, thank you very much for being there for me. To my friends, electorate committees and volunteers, thank you for all your efforts and support. They will never be forgotten. Having a good team of people around you that are equally passionate about the work involved is essential. Thank you to all those who generally assisted with hoarding sites, billboards and scrutineering. Ken Brokenshire, keep up the good work. Bob Clarkson, your work on housing and leaky homes was not in vain. My very special thanks to my electorate and parliamentary staff for the last 9 years, particularly to Cherie and Justin. And a big hi to Cherise. My sincere thanks to parliamentary staff at all levels for your hard work. My condolences on the recent loss of two much-loved colleagues. I know they will be missed. I fully appreciate that this working environment is unique and not always easy with so many demanding personalities. You do a great job. Kevin and Craig, I leave you the big clock. If any of you are in the Coromandel, please do come and visit. That's a sincere offer. To the National Party Board members for the last 9 years, thank you. We are fortunate to have had and continue to have an excellent board. My special thanks to Michelle Bogue and Judy Kirk, who were there at the beginning of my foray into national politics. I have met many wonderful people involved with National over the years, and you couldn't meet a better bunch. I do hope that you call in for a cuppa if you are in the Coromandel, and I shall have the privilege of being at home to make it. Finally, to my National Party colleagues, I feel equally honoured and privileged to have worked with you all. You are an awesome group of people. I leave knowing that this wonderful country of New Zealand is in great hands and will be for as long as National holds office.